Sitting in her Austin office, Teresa Todd gestures to the clutter of boxes around her desk.
We are, we're condensing our operations into a smaller space because we don't have the resources. We're downsizing.
Todd is the executive director of the Texas Network of Youth Services, which provides training and support services for nonprofits that work with Child Protective Services. In anticipation of reduced funding, they're transitioning to a smaller operation. But that may not be an option for some of the agencies she works with.
My fear is that some whole agencies would go away, smaller agencies. But certainly the larger ones can withstand cuts, but the services will be cut so drastically that it will be a huge impact.
A spokesman for the Department of Family and Protective Services says the agency is still reviewing the draft budget and waiting to see what happens as the process moves forward. But an analysis by the Center for Public Policy Priorities, an Austin-based think tank that advocates for children and the poor in Texas, found the draft House budget would force CPS to lay off more than 400 caseworkers and supervisors. It would also slash child abuse and neglect prevention by 55%. Jane Burstein did the analysis.
What it means ultimately is that there are going to be some children who aren't going to get any services at all and are going to stay in unsafe homes. There's going to be some children who are going to get a reduced level of services and getting worse outcomes for children and families.
Burstein says the legislature invested a lot in CPS over the last couple sessions, and it shows. The agency has decreased caseloads and moved more foster kids into permanent homes.
CPS has made substantial progress in the past couple of years, and all of that progress will be threatened if the budget that was laid out in House Bill 1 goes into effect.
Beyond the potential cost to the welfare of at-risk children, Burstein also worries that cutting prevention programs, those that keep kids from entering the system in the first place, will lead to even higher financial costs down the road.
There's absolutely no doubt that cutting prevention, cutting funding to keep children safe in their own homes is going to increase the number of kids who are going to come into CPS and increase the number of kids who are going to go into foster care, which is a much more expensive alternative.
The draft budget released last week is still just the baseline, a starting point in a budget conversation that will last until at least May. Child advocates have called on the legislature to dip into the state's rainy day fund to ease the pain for CPS. But with so many other areas of the budget suffering, there's no guarantee that the deepest cuts will be avoided. Matt Largie, KUT News.